Blog Talk Radio.
Green Table had died. His heart exploded in his ship. Doctors came out and told us that we lost him after we had prayed and God had sent word through Pastor Benny that there would be no death. And he's dead with his heart outside of his body. No blood going through his system. 7 minutes lay dead as they come to explain to us that they lost him. His heart exploded. He sent the doctors back in there and told them God said no death. Laid hands on three Jewish doctors, sent them back in. Oh, I'm about to explode. I'm about to explode. Laid hands on them, put oil on them, rub their hands down, sent them back in there. They said, no, you're going through denial. No, we're not. God said no death. He's not dead. Go back in there, put his heart back in his body. They went and put his heart back in. They said they were just doing to find out what they may have done wrong. Because he was gone. 7 minutes, no blood, no oxygen. Heart outside of his body on another apparatus. Put his heart back in, sewed all the things up, funneled blood back through the heart. Nothing happened. Doctor put his hand out, pushed, and the blood and the heart start beating all by itself.
Have a
Why should the shadow? Praise God, praise God. Go on and praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Come on, let's praise him, for he's worthy. Yes, he is. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. God is watching over us. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Oh, how precious, how glorious it is to sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. God created us to praise him. God created us to praise him. Praise him whenever we can, however we can, in the morning, in the noontime, in the evening. God created us to praise him. Praise, praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh, his eye is on. It's on this fella. Praise God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, you ought to be shouting now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, he watches. He's watching over you and me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are listening to God's favorite ministry coming to your life. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Call someone and tell them to tune in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11 and 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is willing to heal tonight. God is willing to set free tonight. God is here tonight. Praise God. Let's pray. God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, God. Yes, Lord, in no other way but coming to you, Father God, asking you, Lord God, to come in our midst, oh God. Oh, Father God, to remove everything that is not like you, Lord God. Oh, God, stir up the gifts, Lord God, that, oh, Father God, we may rejoice in you, oh, Father God, for you are glorious, oh, God. You are our God. You are our Father. You are our Lord and King. Lord, we worship you. We worship you. And, Father, we desire healing from you in every way, God. Father, every way possible, God. You makes it possible, God. Oh, God, for us to be healed from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, God. Yes, Lord, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Father, everyone that listened to this program, Lord, God, wherever they may be, God, touch their lives, oh, God. Oh, God, in whatever way it need to be touched, oh, God, in whatever way they need to be healed, spiritually, physically, financially, God, whatever way, God, they are standing, oh, God, in need of you, Lord. Father, I know that you can do it, God. I know, God, that you can do anything but fail, God. Oh, God, we cast out anything, oh, God. Father, God, that's not like you. We pull down every principality. We pull down everything, oh God, that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. And God, we proclaim that you are God. Father, we declare it in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, you said in your name, oh God, there's deliverance. In your name, oh God, there is power. In your name, oh God, demons have to flee. God, hey, glory, hallelujah. In your name, God. God, is in your name, God. Oh, God, we believe it's all in done in the name of Jesus, that he may be glorified. Not we ourselves, but you, Jesus. May you be glorified, Lord. May you be glorified in our lives. Oh, sanctify us, purify us. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Oh, for your goodness and for your mercy, for your grace is sufficient for us, God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise the Lord. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Oh, we want to praise him. Yes, we do. We want to praise him. Praise him whenever we can. Oh, God, let our hearts rejoice in you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, and Father God, heal our people, God. Heal them, oh, God, from one thing to another, oh, God. Oh, because the enemy comes in, oh, God. And, yes, he wants to steal, kill, and destroy. God, yes, God, he wants to kill, God. He wants to destroy, oh, God, what you have, oh, God, invested in him. He wants to kill the spirit that is in operation in him. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, but you shall reign, God, forever and ever. Oh, God, you shall reign, oh, God. Hallelujah. Our hallelujahs belong to you. Our hallelujahs belong to you, oh, God. And, God, we praise you and give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We are excited tonight because we believe that something good is going to happen tonight. Praise God. We believe in God for miracles tonight. We believe in God for whatever he want to do. Lord, you do it, God. Yes, God. yes, Lord. But at this time, I'm going to let my co-host come, Minister Peggy Biden, and then I'll be right back with you. And praise God. Praise God. Minister Peggy will come at this time. Let me see here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Minister Peggy, go ahead.
Oh, it's wonderful that we can speak and give praise to God. And this is God's favorite radio program with Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Area code 504 is our phone number, 347-5797. We come out on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Victorious Living on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with Minister Janice Williams. Be a great listener because you will be blessed. Call this number, 714, area code, 409-0578. Again, that number is 714-409-0578. Press 1. If you would like to give praises unto God or ask for a special prayer request, we'll be right there listening to you and others with you. We must learn to trust God in prayer and to understand that just because it appears the heavens are brass, we are not getting what we want, is by no means a signal of defeat. Tonight's week prayer request is for our children that is going to college. Many of our kids are starting out their first year in college and they're experiencing a lot of different things, pacing and other things that happens in colleges when children leave home and they're on their own. We must pray about the college children. Also, all of our children in schools, think about what they go through. And all for the storm victims. Oh, Lord, all of those poor people down in those West Indies and all the different islands that have been blown over and rusted over and lost everything they have. And now there's another storm building up by them again. Yes, sometimes the storms come and the winds blow and the seas, but God is still the commander of those situations. Remember to pray for your neighbors. Remember to pray earnestly for yourself, because sometimes we just need to let go and let God bless us, right in our own homes or right in our by our bedside or right by the stove cooking your meal. Let God know that He is your keeper and you are His child. He likes to hear that. We turn to Exodus 4. And this is proof for Moses. When Moses answered, "What if the people of Israel do not? What if the people of Israel do not believe me or listen to me? What if they say the Lord did not appear to you?" The Lord said to him, "What is that in your hand?" Moses answered, "It's my walking stick." The Lord said, "Throw it on the ground." So Moses threw it on the ground, and it became a snake. Moses ran from the snake, but the Lord said to him, "Reach out and grab the snake by its tail." And Moses reached out and took hold of that snake. It again became a stick in his hand. The Lord said, This is so that the Israelites will believe that the Lord appeared to you. I am the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." Moses said to the Lord, "Please, Lord, I never have been a skilled speaker. Even now, after talking to you, I cannot speak well. I speak slowly and can't find the best words." The Lord said to him, who makes a person's mouth? And who makes someone deaf or not able to speak? Or who gives a person sight or blindness? It is I, the Lord. Now go. I will help you speak. I will teach you what to say. And Moses said, please, Lord, send someone else. The Lord became angry with Moses and said, your brother Aaron from the family of Levi is a skilled speaker. He's already coming to meet you, and he will be happy when he sees you. You will speak to Aaron and tell him what to say. I will help both of you to speak and will teach you what to say. Aaron will speak to the people for you. You will tell him what God says. He will speak for you. Take your walking stick with you and use it to do miracles. So what do we have to do? We have to take that walking stick with us. That walking stick today can be Jesus in your life. He walks with you. He talks with you. He tells you that he loves you. He gives you insight and prayers. He says, use it to do miracles. And today we can do it because God gives us the preference of calling upon his name and saying, it will be, it will be. No purpose of yours can be thrown. Remember that conclusion. When God says it will be done, it will be done. If it makes you unhappy, it makes me unhappy. If it hurts, it hurts. If it ruins my reputation, it ruins my reputation. You want to know who's in charge around here? The one who called the spaces into being. The one who put the clouds in his place. The one who established the atmosphere in which we're able to live. The one who separates the seas and the dry land. Who gave you breath for your lungs and the ability to think. The one who placed you here now in time for his purpose. And the one who, with the snap of his divine fingers, will pull you from life into eternity. Mysteriously through our lives, may God seem God, and God alone is in charge. Remember that, dear friends, those of you who are listening tonight, that God says it will be, it will be. And only God is in charge. No matter what you're going through tonight, no matter what's behind you or what's coming in the near future, God is in charge. We have a lot of things to pray for. We have a whole world that's in chaos right now. We have different things happening in different parts of the world. Remember, God is always there, and he has everything in charge. Remember to listen to God's favorite radio program on Sunday night at 7 p.m. and Victorious Living on Friday at 7 p.m. A great listener. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. Call someone tonight and tell them that God's favorite radio program is on. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George will give a word that you will have a blessing in your life this week. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you. Remember, God is always there. Pastor Rivian.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Minister Peggy. Thank you so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tonight, I am so glad she spoke on that. Praise God. She didn't know what I was going to speak on tonight. But I want to speak about children tonight and healing. Our children, do we ever think about how much our children needs healing? Our children are growing up in a society now where they really need healing. You know, there I thought about once upon a time, children used to accept Jesus at an early age. You would find many children in church. But you don't find that too much today. You find many children on the street or sleeping in bed or just languishing around. Our children need healing. Our children need healing. Our little ones need healing that are experiencing so much as they are growing up now. They are facing so many things, and some of them don't know what to do. Some will talk about it, and some will keep it in. Some children don't talk. Our children, we need to pray for them. Children that are abused in homes. Children that are in hospitals everywhere. I was just looking on the news this week where this baby was born with everything on the outside. His intestines was on the outside, and they had to do surgery. My God, children that are going to prison at an early age, they are in youth camps because they are too young to enter into larger prisons. The spirit of drugs is coming upon our children at an early age. Children who are adopted, are being adopted. We need to pray for the ones that are adopting them. Praise God. Fair sentences when they go before the judges. Troubled children that seem as though they just can't find their way. Praise God. Children that are taken into slavery. Do we ever think about, what these children are thinking, how they thinking, what's going on in their little hearts? Children that are oppressed and depressed. Children, when they are oppressed and depressed, they cannot function properly. We are in a world that's dysfunctional. Children that are being bullied because of who they are or where they come from. Children that are slow learners. All of us is not the same. All of us don't progress as fast as the other. We need to pray for children to be obedient to their parent. We have so many children that are so disobedient. And we know what the words say. If a child be disobedient to his parent, his days will be shortened upon this land. But do they know that unless we teach them? Our children will have a mind to work and not be slowful. Our teenagers, that they don't get succumbed by the cares of this world where they just slowful and don't want to work. That spirit of suicide that plagues their lives. That spirit of suicide. We find it so many times where they are taking their lives. The spirit of the occult. In order to belong to something, they join the occult, or they join gangs, or they join different things to try to relieve what is bothering them. Pray for the children that are hungry, that's going to bed tonight without any food. Their little stomachs has clung to their backbone. Children that are of the president, the president's children, the pastor's children, children that are in war-torn countries, children that see in all the wars and you see their little faces bleeding. Are we praying now? Are we praying? Are we praying? Now, we didn't even mention our fathers, our mothers, and all the other people, but I just mentioned what children are going through. Children in war-torn countries. Children that people label and say that they'll never be nothing. They'll always never succumb to anything. Children that are in daycare facilities for their protection. Children in public school. Children that are insecure. Children, think about it. I'm just mentioning a few things. There is healing. Our children need salvation. Our children need salvation. What will it take to bring our children back to the Lord where they have strayed? Where they have strayed. I'm giving you a moment to think about some of the things that our children are experiencing in life right now. Children, so that they'll be able to get along with their siblings. We have children killing their sister, their brother are fighting. Oh, my God. Children that are in homes where there is no peace. It's always fighting and cursing, and it's just so much going on in the home to the children wants to just run away. They just want to run away from it all, to get away. Children that are born out of wedlock and feel like nobody cares. Children, they be delivered from prejudices when people talk about them because they are darker. We need to pray for our children. The word said in Psalms 139 and 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Our children needs to know who they are, that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. God didn't show it anything about them. They need to be taught that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. God loves them in whatever state that they are in. God loves them. Praise God. God will continue to love them forever. God will never stop loving them. So we need to start imputing into their minds at an early age how much God loves them. Praise God. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as their soul prosper. God wants their soul to prosper. He wants them to be in health. Those that are in children's hospitals and wherever they are, God, we need to be in there praying the prayer, or wherever we are, praying the prayer of healing over children. Praise God. Pray that their soul will prosper. Praise God. Exodus 15 and 26 says, if thou wilt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandment, and keep all of his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. God is Jehovah Rapha. He, if we pray, I believe, because God wants us to believe. The first thing, God wants us to believe and have the faith. He wants us to pray and believe that he will remove any disease, anything that comes upon our children. God has put us here to pray for our children. To pray, do you understand? To pray for our children. Praise God. Psalms 34:19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. It is his honor and pleasure that he answers specific prayers of faith, and that his children, they will be victorious. Praise God. They will be healed. God wants us to be healed. He wants the children to be healed. God does not. Because he said in his word, he said, suffer little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God. My God, we are to pray. Pray. Pray for our children in so many ways. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pray. Pray, praise God, praise God. Pray that they will be set free from anything that the devil tries to bring upon them. Praise God. Let's look at another scripture, Psalms 103, 2 and 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. Praise God. God is desiring to heal if we would pray and believe. Praise God. The word of God is true in every way. Praise God. Praise God. God is willing to help in every way. Praise God for our children. Well, let's look at another scripture. Praise God. Acts 10:38. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil. Praise God. God is willing to heal all those children that are oppressed. Praise God. Just think about it. God wants to heal all those that are oppressed of the devil. Oppression comes up on the children when they get into wrong things. Sometimes our children are out there watching wrong things, and they get oppressions come up on them. Or they are with other children that's doing wrong things. So we are to pray for our children. Praise God. Matthew 8:16-17, they brought unto him many that was possessed with devils, and he cast out spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Now, when I read this verse in the Bible, he said he brought many. So I would think that he brought children as well as adults. Amen. They brought all types to be healed. So we are to bring our children to be healed. Let's go on with this. Praise God. They brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that they might be fulfilled, which has spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. They brought many. They brought many. Praise God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Can we believe Jesus today? He's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Praise God. He's seated, making intercession for us. All we have to do is call upon him. Praise God. Praise God. God has died. Jesus has died for all. He didn't leave none out. He said all. He died for all. Praise God. Let's look at another scripture. Mark 5:28. For she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. God don't care who you are. You can be a girl, it can be a girl or a boy. God don't have no respect to a person. He wants all to be healed. He just mentioned here this woman that had the issue of blood. She pressed her way through the crowd because she wanted to be healed. She was desiring to be healed. She wasn't going to let anything stop her from being healed. And I believe that if we teach our children at an early age, when they come up to maturity and they recognize they need healing, they're going to run to somebody who has taught them the truth. And they're going to believe in their hearts that they are going to be healed. Praise God. They're going to believe that they will be healed. Because we're going to teach them faith in believing that God is the answer to every problem. Praise God. God is the answer. Faith is the key to all God's blessings. The first thing a sick believer should do is to go to the great physician. He designed and made the body. He knows how to repair our bodies. God knows how to repair better than any physician does. Yes, he does, because he's the one made it. James said in 5:14-16, is any among you that are sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. Well, you may say, my children, they are too ashamed. They are not going to allow. I brought my grandson to church today, and he didn't want to go to the altar. The pastor was laying hands and anointing with oil today, and he didn't want to go up. And I insisted at the last minute because my grandson has a stomach problem,
And at times there's a bacteria that starts to grow, and his mother have to bring him to the doctor and get an antibiotic. I am praying that this child be healed, because the pain gets so great in his stomach. A little boy. He soon will be 16 years old, so pray for him, because I am keeping him before the Lord. I believe that God is going to heal him. Praise God. God is a God of miracles. I believe God healed him today. Can you believe with me? I believe that God, I stand on this, that God has a purpose and a reason for everything under the sun. There is a time to be healed. I believe that my grandson was healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. I pray that he'd never have to go back through the pain again, of stomach pains. But his mother need to also give him proper food to eat to help heal his stomach. That is our problem. If the mother will give him proper food to eat in his little stomach, because he's so tiny, his stomach can be healed. We got to know how to heal our children. God has also put that there for us. We are praying for our children, but are we doing the right thing for our children to be healed? This little child is not getting proper meals or proper nutrients in his body. We need to know God's way for our children and teach him what he needs. Teach him that he need to eat the proper thing, not letting him just go through life. Praise God. Say, son, you need some vegetables. They don't want to eat it, but tell them what's good for them. Put before them what is good for them and tell them what will help their stomachs. And show them. Children have to be taught. Children have to be taught. And that is what we are for, to teach them. I tell my children and I remind them all the time, no matter what I was doing or where I'm going, my children have to have their breakfast. If they wanted something for lunch, they had sandwiches. And if not sandwiches, I had dinner ready. They had some red beans and rice. They had some spaghetti. They had some Pop-Tarts. They had something to eat. And I know many children does not have this, but I'm just saying for children to have something in their stomachs, if we can afford it, we buy things that is where they can put something in their stomach so they won't be hungry. But if we are not able to buy, at least we can cook a pot of beans and let them eat off it all day or twice a day. Train them up. I'm only going about what the word. He said, train them up when they are young. We got to train their mind how to eat. Praise God. Well, let's go to another verse. Praise God. Hallelujah. I hope you all are getting this tonight. Praise God. Because God just put this on my heart, about our children tonight. Mark 11 and 24 says, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you shall receive them and you shall have them. Believe. Believe God. Who to believe? Believe God. That's what he told us in his word. Believe God, and you shall have them. God is a God that does not lie. We can rely upon him.
And when we believe, we got to have the faith that God's going to do it. In Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we are to have the faith when we pray. Believe that God's going to do it, and God will do it. God will do it. That's believing and having the faith. Praise God. God will step in every time. And when we got the right proper faith and believe, not just saying it, no, but this thing is coming from your heart, believing that God is going to do it. James said in 1:6-7, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, nothing wavering. For he that waveth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. 1 John 3:22, whatsoever ye ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandment and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. We want to do the things that's pleasing in God's sight. Praise God. All those that are having anxiety attacks or are getting into things, as I mentioned earlier, in homes where there's so much chaos, we ought to bring these children before the Lord. Don't you know they can't help what environment that they are growing up in? Don't you know some children feel so helpless and so hopeless that they got to listen to everything that's going on in the home? They are encountering arguments, fighting, drugs, all kind of abuse, the man beating up on their mother and whatever. It's so much our children have to encounter. Then they go to school. They are faced with all this going on in their mind, and nobody knows and understands what they have been going through. And then they are talked about in the school. So our children need our prayers. 1 Corinthians 6:20 says, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Praise God. Well, I'm going to have to end this. Much more I would like to talk about in prayer and that, but my time is out. I'd like to bless you. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, and may he give you peace. I pray that you will be blessed this week, throughout the week, that God's choice blessings will be upon you. I'm going to believe God for that. And also your children, that your children will be blessed in whatever area, your grandchildren. We love our grandchildren, and may they be blessed, and may you teach them the blessings of the Lord, how that they can be blessed. Praise God. God wants to bless us in every area. Praise God. So pray for our children, and I'll pray for you, and you pray for me, and you have a good night now. Thank you for being here. Bye-bye.